situation going forward by taking advantage of the mortgage programs that are available to them.
How do they do that to save their home?
You know what, Scott? It's simple. You pick up the phone and you call 636-527-5121. We're right here in West County. We're going to sit down and do a free analysis of your eligibility. It'll be explained to you in detail, and then you'll make the decision as to whether you want us to help you or not.
That number again?
636-527-5121.
Or StLouisHomeRetentionGroup.com. St. Louis Home Retention Group, saving families one home at a time.
For your real estate needs, you need the Cave Bova Selling Team, now powered by REMAX Properties West. Make your realty dreams a reality. Find the Cave Bova Selling Team at SellingSTLouis.com.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Extend the life of your engine after 75,000 miles with the proven protection of MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil from Valvoline. 140 years under the hood.
Jam up and jelly tight. My baby, now you're out of sight.
What a stupid song.
Sounds dirty.
It does. Well, jam, I think a toe jam.
Oh, you're jamming something.
Into something that's jelly tight.
Yes. Bill, you guys in the 60s, I tell you.
There's got to be a better description of tight than jelly tight. That doesn't sound
yeah,
tight.
Yeah, jelly's not.
Polygrip tight. Jam up and polygrip tight. Off to the phones we go, 314-969. Oh, I got a little business because we got behind. And then we will take your calls. Give me 1 minute, I promise. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. 41-year patient at Ballast Dental Care. You know that. You know, because, well, unless you just started listening today. And there may be somebody out there who just found this station and go, hey, I kind of like this show. I wonder how long that guy's gone to his dentist. Well, 41 years, the same dentist, Bellis Dental Care. I say dentist, more than one dentist in there. But when I started, it was, I believe, just Dr. Douglas T. Obi-Wan Kenobi Watanabe. I think he was the only guy there. Now there are three great dentists there. But I have gone for 41 years, and it is at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. Now, it was called Ballast Dental Care before they moved. I guess you're kind of limited as to where you can move if you're called Ballast Dental
yes.
Care. Yes. If you're called you Ballast Dental Care, oh, we've moved to...
Or in Afton.
Yeah. To Childers Street. But they are still on Ballast at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Road. And they would love to have you as a new patient. And they're not going to say when you call for an appointment, well, we are really booked up. It'll be, how's March 12th sound? Well, it's not going to sound very good if you need dental work or if you've just really decided, hey, it's time for me to get in there. It's not going to happen. They'll get you in there, especially if you say the magic words, I'm AM and the PM. They love to hear that. Ballast Dental Care, 41 years. I don't think that there may be a handful of people who know more about Ballast Dental Care than I do. Those would be people who've been going there 42 or 43 years. It's a terrific dental clinic. You will be put at ease and not necessarily drugged into being put at ease. But for you hardcore patients, yes, they have sedation dentistry. Ballast Dental Care, ballastdentalcare.com. Off to the phones we go. Here's Pat. Hello, Pat. How are you?
Oh, hi, Frank. Yeah. AM and a PM, of course.
Thank you, Pat.
Hi. Yeah, I got a 30.
I got a
30s stroke and a 90s stroke.
30s and 90s.
Right.
Is this for the talent competition?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go with the 30s joke first. First of all, what part of town do you live in, Pat?
North St. Louis.
North St. Louis.
North County.
North County. Been a lot of attention paid to North County lately.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, I'm sure you don't want to hear about that. Yep. All right, well, Pat, let's go. 30s joke.
Okay, it's a a guy walks into a bar, right?
That's a different start, yeah.
He sits down, and he says, give them all a drink and give that douchebag a drink at the end of the bar.
Oh.
And the bartender says, hey, we don't call her. Hey, we talk nights in here and that. He said, okay, give that ma'am a drink. He said, that's better. So he goes on and asks her, what do you want to drink? She says,
vinegar
and
water. Yes, I know this joke. Yeah. No, I have to shoot him.
Yeah. Do you know what the...
Is this the 90s joke? Now, is this the 90s joke?
I think so.
By the way, why is that a 30s joke? What makes
because
that a...
Because I all used douchebags back then.
Well, I think even after the 30s, I think women had them in the 50s.
They called women that back in the 30s? Is that what he's saying?
No, but they used those bags.
Right. I knew that. But I always think of that term.
Look what we're doing, quibbling over which decade this joke belongs in. Let's go to the 90s joke.
Men tried to keep them women down back then when they were using a douchebag. They'd shove it and douche your brain or whatever.
I think Pat just likes saying that.
We're off way in another direction. What's the 90s joke, Pat?
What did the male chromosome say to the female chromosome?
You know what? I know this joke. Now, hang on. This rings a bell. Something about why. What is it? I don't know.
I'd love to get into your genes.
Okay, that's pretty good. Pretty good.
That's a 90s joke.
I don't know.
Another one.
You got another one?
I'm a big, this ain't a joke. I'm a big fan of 45 records, 33 and a third, and EPs and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how many grooves? I've counted them. Do you know how many grooves are in a record?
One.
That's right. You know that?
I hope that wasn't for the talent competition.
That was just a fun fact.
The first two were.
All right, well, we're going to have a conference to see if we need your phone number.
Name a subject, and I'll come up with a joke.
Well, let us have a conference first, okay? Hang on. Pat, we're not going to need your number, Pat. Not this time.
Okay.
He sounds happy. He sounds happy about it. Thank you, Pat.
I love you guys.
Well, we love you, too, not in a sexual way. You know what, though? Douchebag. For some people, and it's usually guys that you call that.
Yeah, no, that's the only thing
I
know.
I've never heard anybody say, oh, she's a douchebag. No. But a guy, it's one of those perfect, because some guys are. They just are.
Yes.
In the same way that the other perfect one is, he's a dipstick, but not the word stick.
Yeah.
There's a great scene in that movie with Tom Arnold and Jamie Lee Curtis, True Lies, where Tom Arnold fires a couple of shots at the feet of this sleazy car salesman and says, get lost, dipstick, but he doesn't say stick. I still, for some reason, think it's just hilarious. That's a great name for some people. This is Patrick. Hello, Patrick. How are you?
Hey, this is a sober Pat.
Okay. As opposed to the other one. What can we do for you? Are you calling for the
call? I was calling in for the call contest.
Well, it's not a call contest.
We called it the call for a while.
Oh, the call. Yeah. He's right. Yeah. He's right. I forgot the name of our own show.
It's the call.
It's the call, like the voice. What is your talent?
I'm going to sing.
Wow. Hmm. Now, let's get a little information on you. Married, straight, hetero, gay?
Married,
Matt, to a man or woman?
A woman.
Any more these days, you actually have to ask.
A hot woman.
Oh. How long have you been married?
22 years.
And you still think she's hot? That's beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
She's obviously listening.
Oh, and a guy named David just called and said that you got it wrong about the album, the grooves. He said there's two. There's one on each side. But he wouldn't stay on. He said
that's ridiculous.
He said he was afraid to tell you.
that's stupid. And by the way, not necessarily true. They, years ago, on occasion, manufactured one-sided records.
Yeah,
there were no grooves on the other side. So those are the records we were referring to.
Yeah.
Thank you, David. I guess literally you were correct. Sorry, Patrick. So where do you live? What part of town?
Hazelwood.
Hazelwood, married to a hot woman for 22 years, and
actually, I think it's 23. I better check that. 23 years.
Oh, you better, because even though you called her hot, if you don't remember how long you've been married, she's not going to be happy. You have kids?
Two boys.
And what do you do for a living?
I work on computers.
Well, we could use you every once in a while. Well, yeah. What are you going to sing?
I want to sing a
Josh Turner?
Josh Turner song.
Okay. Is it?
I have a cold this week, so this is the only time I can sing it.
I know exactly what you're talking about, because in the radio business, when we wake up with a cold, we go, hoo-hoo, because your voice is deeper.
Is it, baby, why don't we just turn that TV on?
Dan, that's not the song. Oh. Baby, lock the door and turn the lights down. That's not it?
No.
Yeah,
no.
Who's competing here?
That's the song, Dave, he really, really, I mean, Dan really messed it up.
Yeah, he did.
Okay,
so you got that right. All right, here we go. Here's Patrick doing
try my version.
Josh Turner song. Here we go.
Baby, lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long.
I don't need to hear any more. Yeah. I don't need to hear any more.
Well done.
Well done, yes. It is well done. That was very, very good. Your voice, as you know, is not quite as deep as his, but you kicked it up a notch, a little higher register, and you made it your own. I just made that up. I made that up. You made it your own.
That's nice.
Yeah, so we are, there's no discussion needed, we are going to take your phone number.
Awesome.
All right. Thank you,
and
Patrick.
I am. I am in the PM.
Well, of course you are. Thank you. Hallelujah. All right. There's Patrick. We need his note. We have so many. This is going to be a tough, tough decision.
Yes.
We have so many. I hope this talent show goes for 3 years before we have to announce a winner. This should be Bill. Hello, Bill. How are you?
Hi, Frank. Hey, I'm AM in the PM. I'm a longtime listener and first-time caller.
And a guy who likes to stand 18 feet from his telephone, apparently.
Maybe his talent involves a speakerphone.
I'm going to play the ukulele for you, and I got you on speakerphone.
Well, we can hear it loud and clear. Now, before you play, first off, tell you, I love the ukulele. I've always liked the ukulele. I think it doesn't get nearly the respect that it should. And it's an instrument that lots of people could play, because if you learn about three chords, there are hundreds of songs you could play. But first, a little about you. Where do you live? What part of town? LeMay, as opposed
kind of
to
the opposite of Leduc.
Uh-huh. And are you married?
I am.
For how long?
42 years.
That's a long time. Well, I can't even imagine being married that long.
Yeah, you could.
Oh, yes, I can. do you work?
Yeah, I retired from the Army in 1990.
Mm-hmm. How long were you in?
I was in 22 years.
Good for you. And when you got out, what was the rank and what were you doing?
I was a chief warrant officer.
Ooh, wow. All right. What are you going to play on the ukulele, and are you going to sing or just play?
I'm going to sing and play. I'm going to play your theme song.
The opening or closing song?
The opening.
You've got a friend in me.
Sunny side of the street,
Willie Nelson. Grab your coat and get your hat. I can't wait. This is going to be great. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here is retired warrant officer Bill from LeMay with Sunny Side of the Street. I like it already. I like it already.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet
this is good.
To the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear that bitter pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the
I want to hear more.
Yeah.
He's not finished. Unbelievable! Move the leaderboard, because we got somebody moving to the top of the leaderboard.
That was awesome.
Bill, that was fantastic.
Thank you.
It was.
And I'm not kidding. You have a very pleasant voice, and we just don't... You're the first ukulele contestant.
And that was perfect.
That was great. That's a six-string ukulele.
Ooh.
A six-string.
Dan might know what that is. It's got the...
No, he won't.
Lower G and a high G string, and that... It's got G strings on it, which you guys, I think, probably are familiar with.
We are familiar with G strings. Now, are you a professional in any sense? Like you play with a band or anything?
I once in a while I play with a couple of friends of mine that were in the Younger Brothers, they let me play with them once in a while.
I'm gonna tell you something. You got a very nice voice, and that song is the perfect ukulele song.
Yeah, man,
it's a good song for the ukulele.
I'm telling you now, you're toward the top of the leaderboard, yeah. Bill. And there's no discussion needed. We are gonna take your phone number, okay?
All righty.
All right, Bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank.
All right, make a note. Bill Ukulele.
I got
his number.
I already have a mark on it.
Other contestants are quaking in their right now. They're nervous, and they're wondering, why did we even bother after Bill's performance? Let's bring Judy in here. Hello, Judy.
Hello.
How are you?
Okay. This is my first time.
First time for what?
First time on the air.
Well, isn't it great?
Uh-huh.
She sounds thrilled.
Yeah. Well, don't be nervous. Take a deep breath. And are you calling for the talent show?
I'm calling for the talent show.
So, Judy, what part of town do you live in?
I live in Breckenridge Hills, Missouri.
Breckenridge Hills, Missouri. I know where that is. And what's your story? Are you lesbian? Are you straight? Are you married?
I'm straight.
And you're straight? Are you married?
Yes. My husband passed away in February of 2001.
No, I'm sorry. Have you found anyone else? Are you looking?
No.
No meaning you haven't found anybody, or you're not looking?
I'm not looking. I'm past the age.
No. Hang on. It's all about attitude. It's not about age. And you're obviously AM and the PM, so you're going to be a great catch for anybody with a sense of humor. You never know. Tomorrow, after this performance, you might be sought out by somebody going, hey, any chick that has that kind of talent is the girl for me. You never know. What is your talent?
I got a couple of jokes.
Okay, comedy. We're not real familiar with that.
No.
But we can't wait to hear it. And now from Breckenridge Hills, let's welcome, and we'll do it like it's an actual improv or comedy club, to the stage, comedian Judy.
Yeah.
Come on up here, Judy. All right, it's all yours.
Okay. What do you call a frog on the side of the road?
A frog on the side of the road. Do you guys know?
No.
No.
I don't know.
Toad.
Toad?
Uh-huh. Yep, like when you tow a car.
Tow truck.
Toad. Toad. Uh-huh. T-O-W-E-D. Toad.
Frog on the side of the road.
And you have another joke?
Yes.
Oh, we're good. What is that?
What do you call a bear without any teeth?
Gummy bear?
Right.
Dan.
You got it.
Dan, that's not...
No, I can't believe that you got it.
It's not that funny.
No, I'm laughing that you got it.
Now, Judy... Are you a thin-skinned or a thick-skinned person?
I'm a thin-skinned.
I hate to hear that.
Oh, boy, don't.
Could be tough.
Do you have any more? Is that it?
Yes, that's it.
That's it. That's unfortunate. Judy, the one thing about us is we don't jerk people around. We don't lie to people. We're honest with them. So we're going to have a conference. And when the conference is over, we're either going to want your phone number or we're not. But if we don't, please walk away from this just thinking I had a brand new experience and I was on the radio for the first time ever. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Let's have a conference.
Well,
Judy.
Yes.
We don't need your number.
Okay.
But you're okay with that.
Uh huh.
I would like for you to call back sometime just to chat.
Okay.
Will you do that?
Yeah. Try out some more material too.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Judy. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
I think she deserves a round of applause for just being a neat
first
guy.
Time. Yeah. It takes some nerves to do that.
Lost her husband, what'd she say, 2001?
One.
One, yeah, about 13 years ago or something. Not looking, but maybe somebody's looking for her. One more, then we'll have to take a break. This is Jim. Jim, are you calling for the talent show?
No. I was just calling. This is Open Line Thursday, though, right?
Well, it's Talent Show Thursday, but let me see if in the rules we can make an exception, because I have the KTRS handbook handy. Hang on. When a situation arises where there's a specifically designated day, for example, a talent show day, and that day is dedicated strictly to the talent show, it is possible to deviate and to take other calls that aren't talent-related if the host or hosts are willing to do so. Okay, apparently if we say we can take a call that's not talent-related, if we agree on it, then we can take your call, but we have to have a conference to agree on it. So hang on just a second, if you would. We're going to have a conference.
Well, I don't know.
He wants to tell the show. He knows it's telling the show. He wants to talk about something he's not telling the show. All right, it's unanimous. We will take your call. What can we do for you?
I don't think my damn story would have taken that long.
We have 3 hours to kill, and we'll do it any way we can.
I know. You got to get Johnny Landoff in pretty soon.
Well, he'll kill 4 hours.
Okay, well, I am in the field.
Well, thank you. That's good to know.
So, I just had a short story.
What's going on?
Go ahead. Rivers.
About my rubbers.
No, Joan Rivers.
Joan Rivers. Yeah, go ahead.
I think Joan Rivers was pretty much always out for Joan Rivers.
Well, I would agree with that.
Make a buck or get free notoriety, because a couple years ago, like in New York City, as in other cities around Thanksgiving time, Thanksgiving Day, they go to a mission or soup place and give out meals to be delivered to, you know, people less fortunate.
Right.
And I happened to be up in New York City this couple years ago on Thanksgiving, and my relative says, oh, you want to go, you know, this soup kitchen mission, and we'll pick up meals and deliver them. So here, I mean, it was a damn cold day. We're out there about an hour waiting in line just to get into the place, because it was kind of popular to get in there and deliver food. And all of a sudden, right before we were ready to go in the door, here comes a big limo in front of the place, and here's Joan Rivers and her daughter and a couple other people. And all of a sudden, just by coincidence, there's a local TV station pulls up right behind her.
Ah, to get some footage of her helping.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, all these damn people have been waiting out there out in the cold for about an hour just to get in there to pick up meals for people. She comes walking in, picks up about 7-8 meals, and comes right back out and gets in her limo and takes off.
Make sure the camera catches
her. Yeah, of course. And then just by coincidence, we wind up going to this specific apartment, you know, about 20, you know, in New York City, everything's 30, 40 stories high. And we go to this, come up to this apartment complex, and we're coming in with our meals, and here Joan Rivers and her entourage happened to have been in there at that time delivering meals. And they wouldn't even let us into the building till she comes out. And, of course, just by coincidence again, there's the TV crew showing her and shooting her, waving and smiling.
Yeah, what are the chances that TV people would be there?
Yeah. Not too surprising.
Very coincidental.
Yeah, it sure is.
And all of a sudden, when the cameras go off and she starts to get in the car, she starts to turn around and she stops her waving and smiling. She kind of looks at us like, oh, you peons, I'm going home to my palatial estate
for
a majestic meal and you can do whatever you want.
Well, that's not, you know what, I know she's dead, and there are people that go, well, when somebody's dead, you shouldn't say.
No, but here's the truth. I never hear much of her doing, you know, a lot of generous, you know.
Here's the thing people don't understand about Hollywood and show business people. There are genuinely charitable, generous people. Robin Williams was one. And I know of some stories where no publicity, no cameras, and that happens. But at the same time, there are people who, everything they do in a self-serving sort of way. They do it to make themselves look, if I'm going to do this charity, I want cameras there. If I'm going to entertain the troupe, I want cameras there. If I'm going to deliver foods, I want publicity for it. And it's too bad that there are people that way. I'm sure there are things she did that we don't know about. I would like to think that anyway, but that's a good story, and it's not unlike other stories I've heard about politicians. My parents, who were clueless about how politics works, finally, years ago, got a chance to see, and I'm not going to name who the vice president was at the time because people think I'm being political, but they happened to be in a town in Tennessee, and they saw with their own eyes the person get out of the government car, be told when to go, action. Start painting. And it was a Habitat for Humanity thing. My dad said this vice president made about two swipes with a paintbrush and then said, if you got it, they got it, and they left. And that's what was on the news. And I saw it on the news. Vice President so-and-so pitches in and jumps to help build a home. No, two paintbrush strokes and out of there. So I know exactly what you're talking about. Jim, good story.
Okay.
You sure you don't have a talent?
No, not really.
You got to do one impression. Don't you do one impression of somebody?
Well.
Uh-huh. That's what I thought.
Oh, I know. I guess we could do but that spots his bozo, but as rah rah.
What the heck is it?
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
No, who is it?
Say who? Louis Armstrong.
Do it again.
Well, he says when he's doing that song Basin Street,
mm-hmm.
and in that part, there's one part where he goes, but that spots his bozo, but as rah rah.
That's really not too bad.
No.
Now, what I'd like to hear you do, Jim, is just say, hello, Dolly. This is
Louis. I think Pion does it great, though. Pion does it great, Louis Armstrong.
Well, thank you, Jim.
Well,
that's
now,
very
Jim,
nice.
I wouldn't say it's better than yours.
No.
But just so the audience can understand the difference, just say, hello, Dolly. This is Louis Dolly. Just do that.
Hello, Dolly. This is Louis Dolly.
And now Pion.
Hello, Dolly. This is Louis Dolly.
I think Jim's got you beat.
Yeah,
no doubt about it.
Well, I better get Johnny Yolanda to be on the clock in a minute. I better let you go.
No, he's not on today.
Oh, no.
No, no.
I love the commercials between you and him when you just go back and forth. And
well, if you talk to him, just tell him you like my part of it, okay?
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Jim.
Okay, thank you.
Not that first thing wasn't bad. Not a bad
one. No.
But, Pion, nobody's going
to
ever beat your Louis Armstrong. They're just not. You've scared away all the Louis Armstrong impersonators. Mark Rudin and Jason Becker. They've been a part of this show for about 15 years, and you should be really glad they have, because if it weren't for a dozen or so advertisers who stayed the course and stayed on the show, this show would have ended a long time ago. You'd have to understand my deal with the station and how it works. Without advertisers, there's no show. The station is not going to pay me to do a show here. They're just not. That was made clear a long time ago. But they also made me a very nice deal years ago. They give me a spot and a place to do what I do. I just have to generate my own income, and that's what I've been able to do thanks to you. So when you contact these people, in this case Mark and Jason, please be sure to tell them your AM and the PM. That's the only way they know if the money's being well spent, and apparently they think it is because 15 years now they've been a part of this show. And hundreds of people have become clients of theirs because of that. Some who have the minimum, $25,000, and some who have millions of dollars. I am a client of Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. And I won't say any more than that because I don't want to get into any great details, because then you get some legalities and you can't say how much you've earned and how much interest and what you're involved in. But I will tell you that when they say they talk to their clients every quarter, that is a fact. They do. Every quarter. They give you an update and a report. If you have $25,000 or more, and I don't mean sitting around in a shoebox in cash, it can be 401k money, it can be money that's already invested, it can be money buried in the backyard, it can be under a mattress in a safe deposit box. If you have $25,000 or more to invest, or that is invested, why don't you set up a meeting with them? Wouldn't you like to know, aren't you curious to find out what somebody else would think about what you're doing with that money, even if you have a financial advisor? What if they told you a couple of things that your current advisor never mentioned to you? And you go, wow, I never knew that. I didn't know I could do that. It's possible. And if what you're doing is right, they'll tell you it's right. Starts with you and this website. Mark, oh, they've been with Steve and Nicholas for 27 years, by the way. You need to know that. MarkandJason.com.
Meet me.
Let's see how the roadways look right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
They have cleared the accident westbound 70 near West Florissant, but traffic's still a little bit slow as you make your way from Grand out through Jennings Station Road. You're going to be heavy again between Earth City Expressway out to about Zumbel, and that's just slow in pockets. Eastbound 70, though, near Tucker, St. Louis Avenue, that area, you've got an accident. Traffic is still jammed back to Grand. On southbound 170, stop-and-go traffic from Del Mar down through Highway 40. They've also cleared the accident westbound 40 at Ballas. You are slowing, though, from Kings Highway through McCausland, from 170 out through Clayton Warson. A little heavy around Ballast. You're slow again as you approach the Boone Bridge. Southbound 141, due to that earlier accident that was on Highway 44, you're looking like you have stop-and-go traffic now south of Big Bend down through Highway 44. And eastbound 270, slowing east of McDonald through New Florissant. This report brought to you by Famous Footwear. It's time for BOGO at Famous Footwear. Buy one item, get a second item half off. Mix and match shoes and backpacks to save big for back to school. Get the gear to send them back with confidence. Famous Footwear, victory is yours. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is where St. Louis comes to talk.
The Big 550. Too desirable to be real.
KTRS.
Hi, I'm George, the chaplain at Brooking Park Retirement Community. At Brooking Park, our amazing staff cares deeply about every resident. The friendly faces that you meet are not only highly trained professionals, they're the sort of people who truly enjoy working at Brooking Park every day. Our dedication is reflected in the longevity of many of our staff members. There's Mary, a nurse who's been here 16 years, and there's Catherine, who's been creating memories with residents since 2000. Myself, I've been here for almost 11 years, and I'm looking forward to many more years of helping families to worry less. It's our dedication to service that makes our residents feel so warm and welcome. And I know you'll feel the same way once you get to meet us. Call Amy at 314-576-5545 to arrange a personal tour or visit us online at brookingpark.org. Better yet, drop on by for a visit. We're in Chesterfield across from St. Luke's Hospital. Let me show you the uniquely caring people of Brooking Park and tell them George sent you. I'll be glad to say hi.
Brooking Park, sponsored by St. Andrew's Resources for Seniors. Since 1974, homeowners in the greater St. Louis area have trusted PermaJack more than any other contractor when their house is settling or if they have bowing and buckling walls. But who do you call when you notice water in the basement? Well, it's also PermaJack. The representatives at PermaJack are extremely knowledgeable in all aspects of foundation repair, including leaky basements. PermaJack provides permanent solutions to all your nagging water problems, whether it's a simple crack repair or a comprehensive drain system. They will make sure your basement remains dry, and they'll back it up with a written guarantee. So for home settling problems, bowing and buckling walls, or if you have a leaky basement, call the company St. Louis has trusted for over 30 years, PermaJack. Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553. That's 636-225-2553. Family owned and operated since 1974. When your building needs a helping hand, solid as a rock. PermaJack, 636-225-2553.
Nestle Regional Globe Office North America has an opening for the full-time position of Business Solutions Specialist located in St. Louis, Missouri. Job duties for the position include providing technical guidance with regard to the application of Globe Solutions. To apply, send resume by mail to MCMO Nestle USA, attention IHR radio advertisement, 800 North Brand Boulevard, 7th floor, Glendale, California, 91203. Reference job code CABSS.
Could you use an extra $500 to $1,000 a year?
Well, yeah.
Why not reduce what you're paying for insurance?
How?
By calling Midwest Insurance. You'll get 10 quotes in 10 minutes to choose from. Young drivers, seniors, AARP discounts. You won't know how much you'll save unless you call the hometown guys, John or Tony, at Midwest Insurance to get
10 quotes in 10 minutes is all you need. Call 314-569-1010 or visit Midwest.
Attention homeowners, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. We've told you about HARP in the past. There are so many more of you who could be saving hundreds of dollars every month on your mortgage. It's simple and easy. And for 4 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. To learn more, call 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License to all 50 states. And MLS number 3030.
Due to Missouri football this Saturday, go Tigers! Oh, sorry. Where was I? Oh, yeah. Due to Missouri football this Saturday, retire worry-free with Steve Light and Greg Gonzalez is moving to a new temporary time. This week, get objective and unbiased answers to retirement and investment worries on Retire Worry-Free at 4 p.m. Saturday on the Big 550 KTRS. Go Tigers! Have more fun in the outdoors this fall with a new RV from the St. Louis Fall RV Show and Sale.
Get your best deal on new models and closeouts Friday through Sunday on the parking lot at St. Louis Outlet Mall in Hazelwood. Free admission.
Join the barbecue revolution every Sunday between 4 and 5 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS, broadcasting live from St. Louis Home Fires, talking tips, techniques, and all things barbecue.
Kubota presents their Gear Up and Go sales event going on now with special promotion pricing on tractors and Commander Zero Turn mowers. Click on stlouiskubotadealers.com.
Trying to sell a home? Need help buying? You need experience and results. Hi, this is Terry Hall, and these are some of the results of recent clients I helped. I helped an investor get a home 30% below list price. I helped a lady sell a home $15,000 over list price in 5 hours. I just helped a young buyer close on a deal where there were 6 other people bidding on the home. You trying to sell? You trying to buy a home? Call me, Terry Hall, 314-220-0524. 314-220-0524.
How would you and a friend like to see the Repertory Theater production of One Man, Two Governors with John Carney for free?
How?
It's easy. All you have to do is register at KTRS.com or text the REP to 84126. And it could be you and a friend at the Repertory Theater to see One Man, Two Governors, along with John Carney on September 12th from the Big 550 KTRS.
That's right, Lover's Concerto, The Toys. I think their only hit. Because who else heard of The Toys except for this song? Alright, back to the phones we go. I understand that Barb does, you do an impression or multiple impressions?
I do an impression.
One impression. Barb, a little bit about you. What part of town do you live in?
I live in West St. Louis County.
Okay, and married, lesbian, straight, husband?
I'm a widow.
You're a widow. I'm sorry.
Yeah, way to bring it down, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Way to bring it down. How long have you been a widow?
I've been a widow for 16 months.
That's not very long. I'm sorry.
I know,
Are you looking around yet?
Or? I am looking around.
And you sound really cute and fun to me, so I'll bet the guys are knocking the door down, aren't they?
Well, not yet, but I'm working on it.
Are you wealthy?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Well, okay, I may come calling. Now,
I think you're too young.
Listen to her. She knows all
the
things.
I don't know if you really know how old he is, Barb.
Did you ask Barb how old she was?
Now, how old are you, Barb?
I'm 68.
Favorite age.
Too young, Barb.
Shut up.
What in the world?
I'm proud to be 68. I'm proud of it.
You sound like you're 38. What is your... Well, don't tell us. Just do the impression. We'll figure it out.
Oh, okay. Well, it's somebody doing somebody. So here it goes.
Wow. That sounds dirty.
Chances are, because I wear a silly grin the moment you come into view. Chances are you think that I'm in love with you.
I'm going to guess that's Gene Stapleton doing Johnny Mathis.
No, you're close, though. You got one half of it right.
I got the Johnny Mathis part right. That was the easy part.
Who was the girl? Catherine Hepburn.
Dan, you got it.
Yeah,
Catherine
I couldn't remember
her
name.
Now that we know, let me hear just one line again. Let me hear it again.
Okay. Chances are... Because you wear a silly grin.
That's enough. That's enough.
That's all I got.
Well, let's have a conference. Hang on. I'm afraid we don't need your number. And I'll and as a constructive criticism, Catherine Hepburn's voice was deeper. I think that's the problem. Your voice. No. No, it's too late. But your voice, you have a naturally high voice, and she had that deep voice. And
that's,
You work on it. You call us back. Get back to us, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
Hi, Barb. Barb, thank you. She sounds 38.
She does. Yeah.
Honestly, if you listen to this show, It's the Benjamin Button thing.
Yes.
Reversal aging.
You're Katharine Hepburn just now.
It was not too bad.
Well, it's kind of Gary Cooper, too.
A little bit of both, maybe.
Cary Grant, Gary Cooper, I don't know.
Yeah, thank you. Bill Clevelin is on the way. Should I talk to, do I have time to talk to one more?
Yeah, I think we might have one, time for one more.
Let's get Steve in here real fast. Hello, Steve.
Hey, Frank, AM into PM.
Thank you. Are you calling for the talent contest?
Yes, sir.
And what is your talent?
Singing.
Singing, all right. And what part of town do you live in?
South County.
South County. Dan, neighbor, practically. Married, gay, straight, divorced?
Married.
Married.
Two grown children and a lovely wife.
And she's probably listening. That's why he said she's lovely. What do you do for a living?
I do sales.
Selling what?
Credit card processing.
You know what I would have loved if you said I sell radio time and you'd named another station. That would have been fantastic. All right, what are you going to sing?
God Bless the USA by Lee Greenwood.
Oh, that's a good one. Lee Greenwood. Here we go. And now from South County, here's Steve.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I worked all my life. And I had to start it over with my children and my wife. I thank my God above to be living here today. For the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American. Well, at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right for me. And I gladly stand up next to you, defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
I believe that's, we can end it there. Steve,
is a great song.
Is a great song. Yes, it is.
Yes.
Now, have you done any singing before other people who've critiqued your singing, or is this the first time you've had people tell you whether or not you're a pretty good singer? I'm guessing relatives or somebody have said, "Hey, Steve, you got a pretty good voice."
Oh, it's okay.
Now, wait a minute.
It's okay.
Have they told you, your voice is just okay, or is that your opinion of your voice?
Well, they said people like to compliment and uplift, and I appreciate honesty. And
well, that's not really being honest.
I can hold my own. I'm pretty decent.
Pretty decent. But are you thick-skinned and tough when it comes to criticism?
Sure. Hit me with your best shot.
We're about to find out. We're going to have a conference.
Ed Benatar.
Hang on. We will not be needing your phone number.
Okay.
Now, see, listen to that attitude. Yeah. Okay. Good. He can deal with that.
Sure.
Steve, thank you for listening, and thanks
for
participating. All righty. Bye-bye.
See,
our audience, they don't go off and get an AK-47 and want to come back here and, we hope not, and kill us because they didn't make to the cut, the finals. That's the attitude. That's what happens when you become AM and the PM. It's life-changing. Now, this may not be life-changing, but it's going to change. If you have the mindset, hey, if I had an accident, I don't know where I would go to take my car, this will change that.
It could extend your car's life when you think about it.
Well, you could. It's Schaefer.
If it doesn't, it's not done right.
And by the way, on the way here today, aside something happened to me I've never had happen before, I hit a turkey in flight.
Whoa,
turkey?
This has never happened. I live in the woods, and a turkey was starting to walk across the road. He sees my car, so he lifts up and starts to fly, and as he got about 3 feet off the ground in front of my car, hit him, and if I'd had time, we'd have turkey and dressing tonight, but I didn't have time.
Fly over this car.
Yeah. Did you decrease your speed at all?
I didn't have time.
It was that...
I just looked up, and here's big wings and this turkey, and boom, he glanced off and went to the side in the ditch or whatever.
He could be all right, I guess.
He could be okay. I'm thinking, I hope he's okay. Either that or somebody else is going to have a turkey and dressing tonight. If you hit a turkey or a deer or a, another car or a pole or whatever, Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. They now have 8 locations because they're now in O'Fallon, Illinois. That's the 8th location over off 64. Used to be a Subaru dealership over there. You go to their website, you can see all their locations. That's SchaeferAutoBody.com. And remember the C, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. Folks, I don't know how many body shops you've had to use in your life. The average person goes every 7 years. If you find any body shop where the service and the quality of the work is better, you'll be the first person that I've heard from who said that. Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, Schaefer Auto Body Centers.
Let's get a quick check on traffic now with Tim Weiland.
Well, you've got emergency vehicles at the exit and has it closed now, westbound 70 at Adelaide. You've got a crash with injuries on Highway K at O'Fallon Road, another crash at Big Bend and Kirkwood Road. An accident blocking the right lane now, eastbound 70 after St. Louis Avenue. You've got stop-and-go traffic from West Florissant Avenue. And we also have some really heavy stop-and-go traffic now on southbound 170 from Page down through Highway 40. This traffic report brought to you by LendUp.com. Need a payday loan? LendUp.com offers better payday loans with lower rates. Apply online today to get a decision instantly, and you could get your money in minutes. LendUp.com, your trusted direct lender. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
We have just enough time to tell you that we don't have really a lot of time for Bill Cleveland. So let me just say, Laclede Cab is a sponsor. The app is STL Taxi. It's a great way to get a Laclede Cab. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Wow, nice introduction. Good afternoon. How are y'all?
Great, Bill. How are you?
Good. I'm about 50 feet from Lake Erie here in beautiful Toledo, Ohio. BillOnTheRoad.com. I'm posting all sorts of great pictures from my trip, traveling with my dad. We're having a fantastic time. Went to the Toledo Zoo today. Mm. Some other little sites. I know, right? And nowhere close to the St. Louis Zoo, but I didn't have the heart to tell the nice folks here that. Having a great time, though, with my dad and staying in some state lodges here, traveling around, seeing the different state parks throughout the state of Ohio.
Now, see, you don't think of Ohio. I don't think of Ohio as a state where there'd be a lot of, you know, that stuff interesting to see.
Frank, it is beautiful. It really, it is unbelievably beautiful here, and we're spoiled with some great parks in Missouri as well. But man, Ohio, there's some really beautiful scenery here. And I'm taking some pictures. If you want to follow me at the Twitter or on Instagram, posting a lot of great stuff up there. And when we have some more time, maybe tomorrow, I'll tell you about Bigfoot. Apparently, is known around here.
Stop
Bigfoot.
It! The real Bigfoot.
Bigfoot spotting.
What?
Yes, the real one
is in Ohio. Now we know.
In Ohio, yes,
all
sir.
Right. Are you going to do any on the road, Bill on the road from there?
About Bigfoot?
About Ohio.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah, okay. Doing all kinds of stuff. Taking all sorts of pictures, and I'll have some stories to post momentarily.
All right, we look forward to it. Thank you, Bill. Bill,
thanks,
Cleveland, everybody. Courtesy of Laclede Cab, BillOnTheRoad.com. It's 5 o'clock at the Big 550.
From